This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. COVID-19 cases, along with hospitalizations and deaths, have reached a high point in Wisconsin. State leaders are calling it a crisis. In response, teachers' unions from the state's largest districts renewed their demand Wednesday that Governor Tony Evers and Health Secretary designee Andrea Palm mandate distance learning for all schools. The worsening numbers pushed at least one Milwaukee school network to reluctantly delay its reopening plans.
And there's a huge degree of frustration that we're just not in a better place.
Rob Rao is CEO of Milwaukee College Prep Charter Schools. They were hoping to switch from virtual to in-person learning around this time. But Rao says COVID numbers in the North Side neighborhoods where most Milwaukee College Prep students live took a turn for the worse recently.
Last week, we were up significantly, 60 new cases per 100,000 and testing rates over 10%. And this week it went up again, more so over 20% of the new tests being positive and 113 new cases per 100,000. So the numbers are bleak right now.
So Milwaukee College Prep is sticking with virtual learning, even though Rao says it's not ideal for students. Milwaukee Public Schools is also continuing with distance learning until further notice, according to a spokesman. The next update on MPS's reopening plan is scheduled for October 27th. MPS sixth grade teacher Anna Luberta says it's been hard to build relationships with students over the computer screen.
It has been so difficult to have these online classes, virtual classes, because, you know, I don't get to see them. I don't get to know them as well as I could. But I definitely understand and am grateful that we're not, as teachers, being exposed to a pandemic and we're not exposing students to it, because I think we all understand that just the potential of spreading COVID by having all the students come back to school is just too much.
The Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, along with teachers unions in Madison, Racine, Green Bay, and Kenosha, want state officials to stop schools from holding in-person instruction amid the current COVID surge. But during a press conference Tuesday, Governor Evers said he still supports schools' ability to make that decision themselves.
We're seeing obviously some cases in our schools, but That is not the majority of what we're seeing that's driving this. And school districts are doing a good job. If it's causing a significant interruption in the education, they're going virtual.
Some schools that are open in person believe they have strong enough safety protocols in place, even with rising case numbers in the community. Joan Schaefer is CEO of Seton Catholic Schools, a private K-8 voucher school network in Milwaukee.
We are seeing an uptick in people getting exposed outside of the schools. But again, we're really rigorous in our moving our staff and our kids to a digital pathway and isolating them in the digital pathway.
Seton groups students in pods of 10 to 12 and moves the entire pod to remote learning if a student has COVID. Schaefer says so far their safety measures have prevented COVID spread within Seton schools and enabled children who want to learn in person to do so. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.